Taking a look over our livestock markets this week, I'm Danielle Drotzman with your Farm News Update. As we hit midweek within our livestock markets, honestly, the news over there is pretty quiet, but fundamentals still remain the same. We still have very strong demand, strong cash, and a very tight inventory. Randy Martinson with Martinson Ag shares some thoughts from his end.
Yeah, I thought the performance was pretty impressive, you know, especially after seeing the news break about that potential of that screwworm larvae being found in that horse being imported from Argentina. So the fact that the market was able to disregard that and trade, you know, above it and then basically look at some strength, I think was a pretty good victory. And it shows that maybe a little bit more cooler heads have come into play in the livestock. Now, we haven't seen, like you mentioned, you know, supplies are going to continue to be tight. The fundamental problem is still there, and it was kind of verified with the cattle inventory report at the end of January saying that we've got a smaller cattle herd and it's not looking like it's going to change here anytime soon. So fundamentally, we're going to continue to deal with tight supplies, and that's going to continue to keep cash strong, and that'll be the underlying support for futures.
And on our hog market, we have just seen an outstanding market recently, setting some new record levels in those summer months. But midweek, they did kind of take a little breather and took a step back.
You know, the front month saw a little bit of a pullback. I think that's going to be more tied to cash and a little bit, you know, with that side of it, and demand maybe slipping a little bit. But overall, you know, I think with the meat sector is going to continue to see a little bit of strength. And I think that's why we're seeing, you know, maybe profit taking today, but in the long run, I think the hogs will continue to follow the cattle.
Yesterday, we did have our weekly export sales report. On the beef side, we had net sales of 19,700 metric tons, which was up 17% from the previous week. The destination was primarily South Korea. And on the pork side, net sales of 35,100 metric tons, which was down 37% from the previous week. Destination was primarily Mexico. With your farm news update, I'm Danielle Drotzman.